This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. California has banned four common food additives, red dye number 3, potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, and propylparaben through the California Food Safety Act. The chemicals found in everything from candy corn to sodas to tortillas have been linked to a number of serious health issues. The California law will go into effect on January 1, 2027, which offers significant time for brands to revise their recipes to avoid these harmful chemicals, Governor Gavin Newsom said. The four banned ingredients are most commonly found in ultra-processed foods. Red dye number 3 is used as a colorant in red or pink icings, drinks, and candies, especially ones that are flavored with cinnamon, peppermint, cherry, or berry. This includes many holiday-themed candies like Conversation Hearts, candy corn, and candy canes, as well as some brands of jelly beans. Brominated vegetable oil is found primarily in citrus-flavored store-brand sodas, where it works as a stabilizer for the flavor oils. Potassium bromate acts as a leavening agent, and propylparaben is a preservative. They are typically used in packaged baked goods, including tortillas, breads, and pastries. Initially, the California bill proposed banning a fifth ingredient, titanium dioxide, which is used as a whitening agent. It's found in many candies, as well as some creamy salad dressings, frozen pizzas, and ice cream. The European Union banned titanium dioxide as a food additive in 2022 because it can damage DNA. The four chemicals have been found to cause cancer, reproductive issues, and neurobehavioral problems such as hyperactivity. Some of these problems may stem from the potential effects some of the chemicals have on the endocrine system, which controls hormone function in the body. New York state legislators proposed a similar statewide ban earlier this year. The Food and Drug Administration is currently reevaluating red dye number 3 and brominated vegetable oil, which could lead to nationwide changes. Heman Bekele won the 2023 3M Young Scientist Challenge in October for inventing an affordable soap bar that can treat skin cancer. The 14-year-old is a ninth grader at W.T. Woodson High School in Annandale, Virginia, and now holds the prestigious title of America's Top Young Scientists, along with a $25,000 prize. Bekele developed his melanoma-treating soap, or MTS, after learning about the disparities in survival rates across the world. While melanoma, a skin cancer, is common and curable if caught early, treatment can be expensive, leading to lower rates of survival in developing nations and low-income communities. Bekele said, "When first hearing about this issue, I was devastated by the amount of preventable deaths caused by the illness and knew I had to take action." The melanoma-treating soap uses a combination of salicylic acid, glycolic acid, and tretinoin to fight cancer cells. Most importantly, it's cheap, 50 cents per bar or $10 for a pack of 20. With traditional treatment options like radiation and surgery typically costing tens of thousands of dollars, Bekele's invention could be a beacon of accessibility. Bekele plans to continue working on his novel innovation over the next 5 years and create a nonprofit organization to distribute the potentially life-saving soap to communities in need. On a mission to make clean energy transportation more accessible, community-based electric vehicle car-sharing programs are emerging across the country. From MyoCar in Central California to Good2Go in the greater Boston area, EV ride-sharing programs are ideal for those who want to drive electric yet aren't able to take on the expense of a new electric car. The EV car-sharing programs focus on providing electric vehicles at reduced rates for income-qualified users, sometimes charging just $4 per hour. In addition to paving the way for more access to zero-emissions transportation, car-sharing and carpooling programs could also reduce traffic and street congestion. Researchers at MIT found in a 2017 study that EV sharing practices would lead to a decrease in the number of vehicles on the road overall, which inherently means lower greenhouse gas emissions from gas-powered cars. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.